Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
"2023 Luther Burden tape is like a top 10 player in this draft. Obviously, he fell off, and even in addition to falling off, some of the sort of biggest concerns people have are on-field attitude. Like, did he kind of give up, right? Did he check out of these games mentally? Did he kind of bail on things when it got tough? And is that a concern for teams, you know, going forward? Because as a dynamic playmaker, Luther Burden has abilities that not many receivers in this draft have."
Sam Monson, the Check the Mic podcast on Luther Burden. Favorite of mine, favorite of Derek's, favorite of Jeremy, favorite of everybody's.
He's a good player.
Everyone likes Luther Burden.
He's a good player. You like good players.
By the way, some context added, though. Although there is a strong belief, Greg Cosell, I think, talked about this on our station, One Bills Live, this week, that he has the size and the speed and the route running, especially, really, the ability to beat man coverage is one good tell of this. He can play on the outside, but he played 80% in the slot last year. And 70% in the slot the year before that. So you're seeing wins, though, when in that 20 to 30% that he is going to the boundary. And as we know here, there aren't any slot snaps available. Like Shakir and Samuel and Kincaid, even when he bounces out to that spot.
Even Coleman will probably get a couple.
Sure. He probably should be in the slot more than he isn't. It's only on the perimeter. So, Burden, interesting for that because he hasn't done it a ton, but the belief is that he would be able to. Brandon Ayuk is a good comparison to this. Ayuk didn't do it a lot in college, and then he got to San Francisco, and he's just amazing at it until he got hurt.
Exactly.
803-0550 is the phone number. On the draft, we are 7 days out. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy's off today. Lou DiBiase, my brother now on the Western Hotline. Locked on Eagles, who was hearing all of that. Are you a Burden guy like us?
Yeah, I mean, I don't love this receiver class for the Bills at 30. I wouldn't hate it. I just think they need to take a swing. Even if he's not the perfect player that plays mostly in the slot, they just need to take a receiver early on. I think they have to take another swing. Mm-hmm. And so I don't hate Burden at that value, but I don't overall love this class. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, round two, all their visits are day two, day three guys. So I would think maybe second round at the earliest. They were in on Isaiah Bond, but now the sexual assault case, we'll see what happens there. So the reason we got Lou on, though, is the visit this week, James Bradbury. We've been talking so much about corner and mostly for the draft and whether Rasul Douglas would come back. Instead, not that he signed yet, it's Bradbury on a visit. And I texted Lou about this. I read that on the air yesterday. You are not a believer that this player can make much of an impact anymore.
No, I think James Bradbury's best days are behind him. He was an all-pro just a few seasons ago in 2022 when the Eagles made Super Bowl 57. He was one of their best players on defense. It was a steal of a one-year signing, but then the guy fell off big time. They gave him an extension in 2023, and he already wasn't a speed corner, one mostly playing off-zone coverage, more technically sound. It was savvy, a good player on the ball, but wasn't really a fast corner. And then he lost another step in 2023. And when you're a corner, if you lose that kind of step, even if it's like by 0.5 seconds, right, it's that can be everything. And he was getting just eaten alive that year. And last year, he pretty much was kept on the bench inactive all year with a pretty much, I think, it was a phantom injury. He was pretty much like a Udonis Haslam type player coach, if you will, for NBA fans out there. So I don't think, I mean, he has experience with Sean McDermott in Carolina, but outside of like veteran depth for like leadership, I just don't think this is a guy you can rely on the field anymore if you're trying to win a championship.
Yeah, I was thinking about Douglas when I saw this at first. Like, why, if you are intent on bringing in another veteran corner, they already brought Dane Jackson back as one of those guys, and the perception is they'll draft a corner early. Why Bradbury and not Douglas? But I would imagine that's got to be money, right? Because even though Douglas took a step back last year, from what I'm hearing from you, right now, Douglas is a far better player.
Oh, yeah. And I'm a big fan of Rasul Douglas since the Eagles drafted him in 2017. But I think, like Bradbury, I wonder if the league's a little bit concerned. The guy's he's 30 years old already, but yeah. He's getting older. He's not a speed corner either. So you wonder if that drop-off will be quicker for Rasul than it will be for other corners. But he's just so good on the ball. And I know he had a kind of an off year last year, but I just think he was really good in 2023. So I think comparatively speaking, if you had to take a chance on Bradbury or Rasul, even if it's for more money, I'd go Douglas. And especially with his market maybe dying out a little bit, you know, he's out there. Asante Samuel Jr. is still out on the open market. Like, there's still some names out at cornerback in free agency that if you don't get what you want in the draft, those players, their market actually might kick back up, not going to lie, in a couple of weeks, depending on what teams do in the draft. So, but if the money is right and it's not too expensive, I would just bring Rasul back. I still think he would be enough. I really don't think Bradbury is somebody that can start in the NFL level anymore. The Eagles were actually trying him at safety last summer. So I just don't think he's a starting outside corner anymore.
And I do not think the Bills will be trying him at safety this year.
Yeah.
For what they're for what they're going for. You never know.
Exactly.
Last thing on Bradbury, how good was he when he was at his peak? Because that was only a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. He was incredible. I thought he was better than Darius Slay in 2022. Like, that defense was an all-time unit for the Eagles in the franchise's history. And Bradbury was one of the best players, first-team All-Pro. The thing with him is I think he fit perfectly in that Jonathan Gannon defense. But, again, like, it was a one-year deal. It was a great value signing. Howie Roseman kind of paid a guy for what he did rather than what he was going to do, and the drop-off came really quick. You could tell, like, from the start of 2023 that he just wasn't the same player. But in 2022, yeah, he was one of the best cornerbacks in football. That was a steal, and they got him in May. So maybe the Bills turn around and get a corner like that in the spring after the draft, and they end up being a steal like that. I really think Rasul Douglas or Asante Samuel are worth a flyer, at least for what their market is at this point.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lou DiBiase joining us here on the Western Hotline, Locked On Eagles. Lou, stop liking the guys I like for the NFL draft. I just saw that one of your last tweets was about Darius Alexander, and that is a huge a fan guy. Of mine. Yeah. I like Darius Alexander. You were on Nick Amonwori for a while, and I'm like, stop it, Louis. when it comes down to it, though, with the Eagles running it back after winning the Super Bowl, what are some of the biggest needs that Philadelphia needs to replenish heading in for a title defense?
Yeah, well, the good thing for you, Derek, the Bills are picking two spots ahead of the Eagles, so you will get your pick of those guys if you want them. But
unless they trade up.
Unless they trade up, which they normally do the majority of the years. I think for the Eagles, it's the most unpredictable draft. Like, heading in, I just no idea what they're going to do. It's the most unpredictable, I'd say, since the last Super Bowl win. Heading into the 2018 draft, when they traded down from 32 with the Ravens, they took Lamar Jackson with that pick. The Eagles ended up getting Dallas Goedert in round two, so it worked out. But it's kind of like that this year. Their roster is so complete, short-term and long-term, that they could kind of do whatever they want. I would say the biggest holes immediately are safety. If Malachi Starks or Nick Amonwori fell down the board, I would love to get my hands on one of those prospects, or even a small trade-up for one of the two. I do like Amonwori a little bit better, just based on the upside. I would also say the trenches, I think, probably want an upgrade at right guard, who could potentially swing over to right tackle when Lane Johnson retires. Also a pass rusher. They lost Josh Sweat and Milton Williams in free agency. So I'd guess, like, gun to my head, three positions of the three, they would probably most likely go pass rusher, offensive lineman, or safety. But if you told me they turned around and took another corner or took a tight end, you know, if Colson Loveland falls down the board, I could totally see them doing that too, because Dallas Goedert right now, it looks like he's on the trade block. So they can pretty much do whatever they want. I just don't think they're going to take a running back. That's the only position I'll say they just will not take.
Yeah. What we need here is if team trade down wants to do something here, what we need is the Bills to trade down to the Eagles spot so that Philly can take something that the Chiefs are about to take in the middle.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any crossover here, though.
And if the Eagles try to get in front of Kansas City, I'd imagine it would be for an interior offensive lineman, like if Gray Zabel fell down the board from North Dakota State.
All right.
I think for the Eagles, though, if they're going to trade up, it's because a pass rusher fell. It's like, oh my gosh, James Pierce is available at 26. We need to get ahead of Baltimore to grab him, or Walter Nolan from Ole Miss, who's my favorite defensive tackle outside of after Mason Graham and on day one. I think more likely than not they would trade up for a pass rusher. If they're trying to get ahead of Kansas City, though, I think it'd be for a lineman on offense.
All right, that's my new favorite idea. The Chiefs, yeah. The Bills know there's a center that the Chiefs love, and right. the Eagles think he can play center or guard, whatever. And like, hey, calls Howie Roseman. Do you want this guy? We'll just give him to you.
Let's make a deal.
Yeah, we'll make a deal. You give us like a fifth in exchange, and
they don't have too many of those.
We stop Kansas City from getting what they want.
Yeah, exactly. I do think it would be interesting to see like quarterback needy teams too that you're gonna have to compete with for a trade up, because I really do think Jalen Milroe's going day one. I don't think not that it's everything that he accepted his invite to Green Bay, but he's got to imagine he's got a good shot of being a day one pick, right? And there's teams that are last second, you know, working him out. And I think a team might want to come back in for that fifth year option and just take a chance on him. Like a team that doesn't, you know, Cleveland that can come back in, or the Giants, somebody that doesn't take one early on. I think Jackson Dart and Milroe might end up going on day one. So if you're going to trade up, though, the tough part is you might have to compete with quarterback needy teams, and they're going to be just naturally willing to spend more.
Yeah. I mean, for me, that's Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, who has been rumored to love him, they don't have Aaron Rodgers right now, and maybe that's starting to lean towards he doesn't sign there. We'll see. Right now, they don't have anything, and if they're telling Milroe they love him, what's the pick they're using? Because they pick at 21, and then they don't pick again until 83. End of the third round. They don't have a second. So are you getting Milroe that late in the third round? I think that's very unlikely. I wonder if Pittsburgh has told him that if you're there at 21, we're taking you.
I will say, though, if you're Pittsburgh and you're expecting Jalen Milroe to be your answer day one this year, good luck. I mean, that guy, the upside is crazy. I mean, his ceiling, he's, to me, the most explosive mobile quarterback I've seen coming out of a draft since Lamar in 2018, and his arm talent is ridiculous. But that guy is so far behind when it comes to, like, pocket progressions, accuracy, mechanics, too. I think he needs some seasoning. If I were them, they should still make sure they get an Aaron Rodgers, or maybe they bring in like a Kirk Cousins last second. But if they think Melrose coming in starting day one, I think you might have like an Anthony Richardson situation on your hand. I think he definitely needs some more seasoning.
All right. Lou DiBiase, Locked On Eagles. Buffalo versus Philadelphia tonight, by the way.
Wrong
sport. That's right.
Yeah. Want to go?
Absolutely not.
It's fan appreciation night, Lou.
Let's talk bobbleheads. We'll get him. We'll get him to go.
We'll bully him.
All right. Thanks, Lou.
Thanks, guys.
Lou DiBiase. All right. He's a no on James Bradberry. And the man who's watched him play for the last like 3 years, he's like, you don't want this.
And it makes sense considering where he is now. It makes sense that he's not signed for a reason.
You know what it reminds me of a little bit? When the Bills brought Josh Norman back.
Mm-hmm.
Or back, sorry, like twice.
They brought in Josh Norman twice.
Twice.
That second time after the stiff arm.
Oh, who's the other older corner? The Bills have done this a couple times. Like former all-pro level corner that's like way at the end.
EJ Gaines?
He wasn't that old,
and he wasn't an all-pro.
No, Xavier Rhodes.
Oh, that's right.
Xavier Rhodes, I'm pulling him up right now. He played two games for the Bills, started one of them.
And he was mostly practice squad for the second half of the year.
Yeah.
So that's right.
That's to me what like Bradberry's just
it's not an answer.
So it's going to be a rookie. Like I would bet, would you not bet heavily right now that the day one starter opposite of Christian Benford right now is going to be a rookie?
I wouldn't count out Dayton Jackson. I really wouldn't.
I think
maybe it's a
wouldn't be Bradberry for me, although I guess if they sign Bradberry, this precludes them probably from signing another one. I would say a free agent TBD is more likely right now than Dane Jackson.
I think
like whether that's Douglas coming back or Stephon Gilmore coming back or something.
I think it has to do with Bradberry's going to be reactionary. If they don't get a corner in the draft that they like and they can feel like they'll start, Bradberry is the guy. And something Sal said, you do have to take 90 bodies to camp.
Yep. But typically, not always. You're right. Sometimes it's a veteran guy.
Yeah, sometimes
usually
it's a veteran
guy. Usually the bodies, 75 through 90, are like young guys, undrafted free agents. But yeah, you're right. Once
sometimes
in a while,
you get a veteran that wants to get himself a roster spot.
To see what he's got left.
Yeah.
803-0550 is the phone number. More on the draft coming up at 9 with Eric Edholm of NFL.com. If you've got a thought, 803-0550 is the phone number. The Sabres and the Flyers tonight. First 15,000 fans. Alex Tuck bobblehead giveaway tonight. Pick of the week when we come back. So stay tuned. This is WGR.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.